Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Salt marshes are an important part of any coastal ecosystem. Mark Burtness, the Robert P. Brown Professor of Biology at Brown University, describes how sport fishing is inadvertently harming the fragile ecology of salt marshes.
The potentially strong impact of grazers on salt marshes is a difficult concept for ecologists because marshes have long been thought to be exclusively controlled by physical factors. Marsh die-offs, however, can be the indirect consequence of human activities. Depletion of predators can leave herbivores uncontrolled, leading to marsh die-off and collapse. We've seen this recently on Cape Cod, where it's caused by recreational fishing. Marsh die-off is important because salt marshes are economically one of the most valuable natural habitats on the planet in terms of the societal services they provide. First reported in 2004, Cape Cod die-offs were first attributed to climate change and sea level rise. Our experimental work, however, has unambiguously attributed these die-offs to runaway herbivory by the native nocturnal purple marsh crab Sesarma reticulatum. Cordgrass transplanted into die-off areas are eaten in a couple of weeks unless protected from crabs. In 2008, 50% of Marsh Creek banks had severe die-off, and historical reconstructions revealed that die-off areas have been expanding on Cape Cod for over 35 years. Most remarkably, contemporary and historical data reveal that die-offs occur exclusively at marshes exposed to heavy recreational fishing pressure. Recreational fishing efficiently targets top predators and can severely deplete populations wherever boat slips, moorings, and boat ramps allow angler access. The buildup of fishing infrastructure after World War II and the skyrocketing Cape Cod summer population have left many Cape Cod marshes decimated.
That was Mark Burtness of Brown University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.